Hello, welcome to the show today. This is the College Investor Audio Show. Today, we're going to talk about something I didn't know that you could do, but now I do. The do-it-yourself MBA. No kidding. How to learn business on your own and save a few $1,000s along the way. But before we get to it, just want to remind you, you can hit the subscribe button anytime on this podcast so you're always up to date every time we post new content. And we post new content, like, all the time. You can go back in our archives, review some really cool old shows that we have over the years. Lots to learn and lots to have fun with. You can also check out thecollegeinvestor.com, where you can dive deeper on any topic we talk about during the podcast. All right, let's get to it. So, the DIY MBA. Going back to school is an important decision you can make to help you advance your career, for sure. Getting an MBA is especially important if you want to climb that corporate ladder in your company and take on that lucrative management role. That being said, getting an MBA, especially at a top school, can come with an expensive price tag. Yikes. So after already investing in an expensive degree, you might not get the high-paying job you hoped for, or you might decide management just isn't for you and you want to pursue a completely different career entirely. If you are eager to learn the material covered in an MBA program without the burden of paying for one, you can create a DIY MBA curriculum. This approach, of course, is not foolproof. It allows you to create a customized curriculum, though, which is tailored to what you want to study while also helping you learn the skills you'll need to advance in your own career. So today we dive into how to do your own MBA and the things you're going to want to consider before getting started. Here's how to build your own MBA curriculum. So the idea of doing an MBA on your own terms is kind of laid out in Josh Kaufman's book, The Personal MBA. The book gives you a business education for a fraction of the cost. While you won't get the benefit of completing a capstone project or networking with all your classmates, the personal MBA is a good starting point for anybody who wants to study for an MBA kind of on their own terms. In addition to reading this book or other business books, there are other ways you can leverage technology to create an MBA program too. MOOC specializations, or MOOCs, this stands for Massive Open Online Courses, are low-cost classes offered on platforms like Coursera and edX. You can enroll in the same classes you'd take in business school at world-class institutions like the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania, for instance. In lieu of a degree, MOOC platforms offer certifications. Coursera, for example, has a business foundations specialization that can be completed online at your own pace. Rather than paying tuition, you can enroll in a MOOC specialization for free and just pay a monthly fee to complete the curriculum. The faster you progress through the content, of course, the lower the total cost will be. You can even piece together a variety of business courses from different universities to get kind of a full online MBA experience. We have a link of an example of a curriculum that you can follow to mimic the courses offered by an elite MBA program at thecollegeinvestor.com right inside this article. And with this approach, you'll not only get access to courses offered by Ivy League schools here in the U.S., you'll be able to take courses by top instructors at universities all over the world. No joke. Let's talk about ChatGPT for a second. This is another approach to consider, leveraging emerging technologies like AI to create a custom curriculum. I actually did this for myself to create my own curriculum for a master's in economics. It worked pretty well. You can create your own prompt for ChatGPT to develop a business school course list for you, even a syllabus for each course, and the concepts you'll need to cover in each course. By creating your own curriculum this way, you can not only ask ChatGPT to recommend books to read, but you can also incorporate other learning mediums like podcasts and YouTube videos into your curriculum as well. This can be a useful approach for students who want kind of an innovative approach to learning that isn't currently offered by traditional business school programs. Here's just a short list of MBA courses you can take. When building your own curriculum, you kind of want to make sure you cover the fundamentals, right? So these are some of the courses you'll want to include in your DIY MBA curriculum: financial accounting, corporate finance, macro and microeconomics, management, organizational behavior, leadership, and marketing, just to name a few. So once you have those baseline courses covered, you can add in elective courses. So electives can help you specialize in coursework that is more closely related to your career field. These things can include stuff like entrepreneurship, nonprofit management, social impact, and then technology and ethics, just to name a few. And then to round out your studies, you can do an optional capstone. This can be pro bono freelance work for a client to solve a particular problem. A lot of small businesses do need help, but they just can't really afford to bring on an expensive MBA graduate to do the work for them. You can put your new MBA skills to the test while solving a real-world problem for a real business in your community. So here's how to build a network without enrolling in an MBA program. I know one of the drawbacks of doing an MBA on your own is that you're really not going to be taking classes with other people. So the coursework covered in a traditional MBA program is only half the value. A lot of students enroll in top programs just because of the networking and status conferred by elite schools. In fact, around 10% of Fortune 500 CEOs come out of elite Ivy League MBA programs. So while getting into an elite MBA program won't guarantee you'll get a great job or a CEO job at a Fortune 500 company, it does help. When you study on your own, you're just not going to get access to the network of students in your MBA cohort. But that doesn't mean you can't network. Instead, look for networking events for startup founders, entrepreneurs, and business professionals right in your community. Eventbrite and Meetup are just two places to look for these things. You can also join professional associations like Toastmasters, the Rotary, and groups housed within your Chamber of Commerce. Those are all great starting points. And finally, don't limit yourself based on where you live. It's now easier than ever to join online communities. Build your digital network on LinkedIn. Schedule Zoom coffee dates, for crying out loud. A lot of professionals will be more than happy to connect with you, even if they aren't located in your neck of the woods. And some final thoughts before we wrap up today. Doing an MBA on your own can be a good alternative to a pricey MBA from a top school. You can create a custom curriculum that allows you to learn on your own terms the same stuff that everybody else is learning. If you decide it's not right for you, a DIY MBA is easy to drop out to and pivot into something else. That being said, though, this approach really isn't for everybody. We know that. And aside from not getting access to a robust in-person network, doing your own MBA requires a ton of discipline. You may have, you know, the best intentions to finish everything, but if you don't treat it like a class and schedule the time to complete the material, you're just never going to finish it. That's the reality of it. A DIY MBA is not a substitute for a real MBA, and it will not come with a diploma either, but it can be a cost-effective alternative for a disciplined student. You don't have to apply for a program and wait to be admitted either. If you want, you can get started right now. And that is our show for today. I hope it was helpful to you, got your wheels spinning a little bit of the possibilities. If you want to dive in deeper, you can always see this article at thecollegeinvestor.com. Ask us questions about it and talk to us, get to know us. We'd love to get to know you and help you along in your journey at The College Investor. You can follow us all over social media, like us, friend, all that kind of other stuff too. Again, just search for The College Investor and you'll find us. Thanks again for stopping by today, and we'll talk to you again real soon.